top technology gripes of the American public, and a trip to the Microsoft store. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Coming up, what really grinds our gears, but first, a peek inside one of two new Microsoft retail stores. Technology writer Joe Wilcox recently paid a visit to the Microsoft store in Mission Viejo, California. There's one other Microsoft store, that one's in Phoenix. The Microsoft establishments are quite similar to Apple stores, lots of wood and glass, an uncluttered look, and help desks called Guru Bars. Wilcox says the striking similarity is no reason to dismiss the Microsoft stores.
Retail is all about emulation. I mean, if you really think about the Apple Store, there are concepts absolutely that Apple used from other successful retailers like the Gap.
People like to just go to Apple stores to sort of hang out, talk with other Apple fanatics, just sort of pop in and maybe check their email when they're away from their office. I mean, it's like a complete experience for the faithful. Did you get the sense that Microsoft will be able to sort of pull that off with what it's doing with its stores, or is it more of a just go in and do some sort of utility shopping and get out?
The employees at the Microsoft store were trying to create something. There was a lot of energy in the store. Just outside the store in the mall, there was a seating area and a big screen TV with an Xbox 360 where there's some gameplay going on, but also a lot of karaoke where the employees were singing with shoppers in the mall. And inside the store as well, the way they would clap whenever somebody bought a computer and left the store was trying to create a certain kind of energy that I found very enticing. Whether it's going to be engaging for a community, that's harder because it's a very large user base. It's a very diverse user base.
That's technology journalist Joe Wilcox. Microsoft copying Apple, that's a longstanding gripe of many geeks. But it did not show up on Consumer Reports' survey of what bugs us most about our products and services. Of the 21 top gripes, a third of them are tech-related. And of those tech annoyances, cell phones figured prominently, according to Consumer Reports research survey director Mark Kotkin.
As a matter of fact, there were three cell phone-related gripes in there. You know, two of them had to do with discourteous users, whether they were driving or just generally discourteous in a public place. And then the other one was unreliable cell phone service.
I wonder if people will be griping a little bit less about these cell phone-related matters in the future. I mean, A, the networks supposedly are getting better. They're getting built out a little bit more. And B, there's more focus on where you shouldn't really be talking on the cell phone. In fact, there's even laws in some places where you can't talk while you drive.
You know, and not unless it's enforced. I don't see it getting better. In terms of cell phone service, that's something I can talk about specifically, because we rate cell phone service every year, and we have not seen improvement based on people's expectations on connectivity, drop calls, etc.
Mark Kotkin of Consumer Reports. Other tech gripes that made the list: unreliable internet service and having to remember so many passwords and PINs. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.